You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. For the last couple of weeks and possibly last couple of months, we've been reporting on the fact that equity markets have been doing exceptionally well. The JSE has, in some cases, been outperforming international markets and developed markets. We're going to be taking a look at some of the key drivers behind this performance and what we make of it. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Alan Gray, Juthen Pillay, to see if we can better understand this. Juthen, always lovely having you on the show. Always lovely catching up around these conversations. Let's take a look at the performances of international markets. I'm willing to bet that the JSE is amongst the best performing markets in the world at the moment, not just amongst emerging markets.
Good evening, Jimmy. Your point is correct. You know, if you look year to date, you know, the All Share Index is up 32%. You know, we can put that into contrast versus the S&P 500, which is the big kind of US index, you know, that's up 14%. So to your point, you know, the Aussie has been strong in rands and then even slightly stronger in dollars, actually, just given that the rand has appreciated. So, you know, putting that all together, you know, South Africa has been the place to be. But, you know, with the health warning that the Aussie's performance has been driven really by kind of a very narrow subset of shares.
Let's take a look at the international markets. What's been driving them? We'll come back to South Africa. We know the resource rally. We've spoken about the resource rally at length. But let's look at some of the international markets. How have they been faring and what has been counting in their favor? Is the AI theme still continuing?
Yeah, very much so. So, you know, I referenced earlier the S&P 500. You know, so year to date, that's up 14% in dollars. But about half that, just under half of that return effectively came from the so-called Magnificent Seven stocks. You know, so these are the stocks that I'm sure your listeners are more than familiar with, you know, the likes of Apple, Amazon, Google, Meta, etc. And I guess what's been driving them, you know, more holistically, it's really been that AI theme that you reference. You know, these companies are spending hundreds of billions of dollars in capex, and I think the hope, and hope is the word that I use deliberately there, is that, you know, that capex is productive in terms of generating good returns, at least in the future, for these companies that are spending these vast sums of money.
Juthen, let's take a look at the local markets. Local counters have obviously been benefiting from the rally in resources, but alongside that, it doesn't necessarily mean that some of the other companies have been really slacking off. We've generally seen a strong performance from SA equity markets as a whole.
Yeah, you have. But, you know, I guess as I referenced earlier, it's the when you look at a headline index, you know, it can hide a few things. And in the case of the All Share Index, you know, if we look at the year-to-date performance plus 32%, you know, that's basically precious metal miners, you know, up over 180%. So it's really been, as I said, you know, a handful of gold and PGM or platinum group metal mining stocks that have by and large driven the returns on the local index. You know, if we look at the kind of what we would call SA Inc. type names, you know, the companies that are predominantly facing the South African economy, you know, if we think of the banks and the retailers, actually over the last year and certainly year to date, you know, they've actually been the laggards. You know, if we think about what happened a year ago, just over a year ago, you know, it was that GNU kind of post-GNU rise, as those sentiment has rolled over, you know, some of those stocks have come under pressure, I guess, as the hope hasn't quite yet translated into fundamental earnings growth. So to your point, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I just want to get a sense then of how you then approach the market. I mean, I know Alan Gray takes a bit of a balanced approach, especially at times where there is heightened uncertainty and heightened risk, and that is kind of what's kept the business around for 50 years plus. But how do you then start to approach these conversations from a positioning point of view? It's important to look at your equity markets. For some people, they only want to be invested in equities, and therefore that becomes all the more important to understand how they position their portfolios.
It's a very interesting conversation at the moment, and I say that because I talked about the strong performance of the precious metal shares. They're now about a quarter of the All Share Index in terms of a weighting. So if you're thinking about position size, if you're constructive on these companies, you have to be overweight them, or you should be overweight them. So that means more than a quarter of your portfolio should be in these companies. The problem with that is that historically, when you look at how these companies have performed, they're actually fairly poor businesses. And I say poor businesses because you often get times of metal price spikes, be it gold or platinum or palladium or rhodium. And what's happened in the past, and maybe this doesn't happen in the future, but just looking historically, those companies tend to take these windfalls of high prices. And generally take those cash flows and reinvest them fairly poorly, either through expansion or M&A at the top of the cycle. And the other thing that kind of comes into play is that costs tend to rise to meet the level of revenue. So putting that all together, you can be constructive on the metal over the long term. In the short term, nobody knows what's going to happen to the gold price. And over the long term, gold mining companies aren't fantastic businesses. So, I think that's the dilemma that a lot of us are facing at the moment, is that you can be constructive on something over the long term in terms of gold as a diversifier in your portfolio, but these businesses over the long term aren't long-term compounders. So that's the dilemma that we're facing.
It's important to look at things holistically. It's important to reflect on what your long-term strategy is. And perhaps it might even be important to reach out to the team at Allan Gray to discuss and revise your long-term strategy from time to time. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you, as always, to Jiten for those insights and for the time. Portfolio manager at Allan Gray, Jiten Pillay, joining us to take a look at the record highs we're seeing in markets and perhaps some of the key drivers behind that. The segment was brought to you by Allan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.